Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're the first to arrive?
I think so.
You going to have company for the breakfast or not?
No.
That'll be a full day of ease then.
I'm sorry, you kind of broke up.
I said it'll be a full day of ease. I was joking, of course.
Oh, goodness. Well, I did for Rosh Hashanah. I had one guest. And three came to pick up their food because either they had to be quarantined. So I still had a big, I had a lot to cook for. But that was nice. And I didn't do any invitations for Yom Kippur because if I'm not just focused on the prayers, I have a hard time. That's a long one. And of course, we have no synagogue, so it has to be virtual.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. And now you've got another storm coming.
That's what I hear.
And Judy is not in good shape. I'm sure you know.
No, I just kind of emotionally, you mean?
I understand.
Okay, I'll talk to you after.
Yes.
Okay. Just tell me yes or no. Is there a link between Malkut rising to Bina and that last king of Edom with his wife? I don't quite know how to put it into words. I just can't get it out of my mind. And I don't know.
We're talking about the last king in the kings of Edom before there was a king in Israel.
Yes.
Well, think of it in terms of that there are eight kings, and they start at Bina, and they break.
Has joined.
That's the meaning of that it died. And as you go down, the only one that has a wife is the eighth, the last one.
Right.
Because it's relating to the, you can't break Malkut because there's no place for it to fall to. So all of the other kings are essentially the different Sephirot. And remember, the world of Tohu is a world where the Sephirot are in a straight line. They're not in columns. So they fall, when they break, everything falls to the next lower level. And the reason that they broke was because there was no communication between a given Sephirah and the level and the Sephirot above it. So the Sephirot above it just shared everything that it had, without the consciousness of how much the level below it could take. And so the sparks, the Sephirah broke, the sparks of light fell to the lower level. And ultimately, they all fell into the mud, which is the physicality. And that's what you're describing as the feminine, because Malchut is feminine. I hope that's helpful.
It is. It is. I think someone came on.
I believe so. Good afternoon, whoever came on. I'm sure you're muted.
Good afternoon.
So we will begin. We are in chapter 2 of the third section. The title of the book is Evolution of God by Rabbi Bar Sadok. The title of chapter 2 is The Order of Spiritual Evolution. Before we speak, we really need to understand, why is it titled Evolution and not Revolution? And perhaps that's the question that you'll get answered as we read it. But it's also something for you to think about it as you hear what I'm reading. We'll begin with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkin Tevid Kilu Urshimu Udkilu Udkilu Urshimu L'yachta L'shem Yud Hei Bavav Hei V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananehu. Now Hashem is primordial consciousness, the awareness that is the beginning. In our sleep, the true awareness, which is the face of Hashem, is dim to our view. Yet all humans hear within their hearts a voice calling out to them. Some rightly know this to be the voice of God. Others refer to it as the call of destiny. Some believe themselves to be following the voice by following the dimness of other humans through the vehicle known as religious movements. Others believe themselves to be following the voice by pursuing their own limited good within this illusion we call time and space. These two paths are but the reflection of the right and left columns of the Tree of Life, which is only the body of God and not God himself or herself. In the present realm of time and space, we remain asleep, dull to the true awareness of God and his tree. All he presently perceives is the darkness, which is the vacuum left after the light is blocked. Religion and personal pursuits are both good and evil within the present realm of time and space. But the time has come to transcend time and space. The light must now again pierce the darkness. What is must be. The ultimate unity is to be recognized again in all things, thus removing from among the awakening ones the strife of diversity. Caused by the apparent divisions in the realm of time and space. It's an interesting paragraph. The question is, Can you relate to the unity unless you appreciate the diversity? Rabbi Bar Sadok is not saying that. He's saying you must eliminate the diversity because it creates strife. Perhaps he'll clarify this as we read on. In the beginning, all is one, undifferentiated, without end. This beginning is not a state of time, but a state of being. The original awareness that knows all things and is all things is the force behind all being. It is this force that is the life in all. It is conscious of itself. It is awareness in the ultimate state. This force, in one of its infinite manifestations, is the collective soul of the human. This force we call En Sof, the force without end. In time and space, we call this conscious force active being. In Hebrew, it is the four-letter name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. In the realm of time and space, we can only know what is. We can experience what is, know it, and even communicate the experience of what is to others that have not yet experienced it. Beyond the realms of time and space, there is what is not. What is not cannot be experienced and cannot be known, for it itself is not. Yet the is not exists. It is beyond our present scope of knowing. But it is there, and from there, the is not gives rise to the what is. Obviously, this paragraph needs to be contemplated. It's using terms that we think we understand, but we don't. It's using terms that are not clear. Even though they are in English, and even though they are clear in the sense that they're English, and we're putting these words together in a form of unity, but they are not clear in what is the definition of these words and these phrases. Primordial consciousness. The awareness that is the beginning is by being, is not. It is the sum whole of all existence in and of the realms of time and space. It is more than this. It is all possibilities of being and all possibilities of not being. It is all that is and it is all that is not. For this reason, we the entity known as human, cannot know what is not, at least until we first know what is. Therefore, primordial consciousness manifests itself in time and space. Its true essence cannot be bound in time and space, yet an aspect of the essence can and is projected into the void, which was made so as to allow for time and space to exist. Now, this paragraph can be understood. What is aware of itself. So what is manifests itself in time and space. What is not aware of itself. And since it is not aware of itself, it cannot manifest itself because it is not. Outside of time and space, primordial consciousness, the awareness that is the beginning is not. We can therefore say nothing about it, for only nothing is true of it within time and space. The primordial consciousness constricts an aspect of itself and is manifest in a body of sorts. This body is the active aspect of the awareness. It is being in movement. So in Hebrew, the word or the name used to refer to this reality is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, or Havaya. The root of the word is the verb Hoveh, which means to be. By adding the letter Yud, the verb is transformed into the active command tense. The word, which is the name of God, thus means being in the active sense, or the act of being. This is different than the act of being. That was my comment, so please consider it. God is active being. It is not the act of being, nor is it the act of becoming. Active being is the sense of now. For this reason of being active being, this name is considered to be unpronounceable, for who can reduce the whole of active being into one sound? Havaya exists in time and space, and therefore can be perceived and experienced. But this experience cannot be limited to the sense of sound and thus be pronounced like any other word. So Havaya can be experienced but not pronounced. It has no one sound, for all sounds are within it. The is-not is revealed through what is, and what is Havaya. I would word it another way. I would say, active being is manifesting itself in all aspects of the perceived universe. Meaning, the perceived universe is empty space, and now it's been manifested. Active being has been manifested in that empty space. But active being is also manifested in what is not. And what is not is the essence that has been withdrawn into itself. So Havaya, what is manifested both in the time and space, and what is not time and space. But we do have two distinct perceptions. What is and what is not. They are the same thing, except that their perception of themselves is different. There is Ein, which is not. And there is Yesh, which is what is. Yesh is to Ein as body is to soul. One cloaks the other and gives to both form, meaning, and content. All what is cloaks itself, garment upon garment, so that even the most clothed expression, still in its essence, is a manifestation of what is not. The garments of what is act as filters so as to diffuse the light of what is not. Avaya in time and space is a garment for the and so. So what is not? It gives rise to what is. The Ein Sof is manifest in time and space as Havaya. Without movement, consciousness remains dormant, asleep unto itself. Primordial movement was the withdrawal, known as Tzimtzum, the contraction. Here what is not vacated a place so that what is can be made manifest. Without movement, consciousness remains dormant, asleep unto itself. The beginning is when the sleeper has awakened. Awareness, the primordial consciousness of Ein, shifts from the passive to the active state, so as to be what is and what is not. There is now Ein and there is Yesh. Ein is the soul of God and Havaya is the body. Creation as we know it has begun. Did creation begin before this? The answer is yes, but we don't have the words to describe it. The great rule is that for everything above, there is its equal and opposite counterpart below. In the beginning, there is Ein, and from Ein comes Yesh. In the beginning, there is nothing, and from nothing comes something. That's essentially the sentence we just read. There is Ein, and Ein causes Yesh. In the beginning, there is nothingness, there is Ein, and from Ein comes Yesh, which is Havaya. The Yesh also follows the same pattern of soul and body. The first manifestation of Ein into time and space is primordial man. This is the expression of the will of Ein. It is the crown of creation. It is the first emanation, and thus the cause of all Yesh. Yesh meaning there is. Adam Kadmon, the primordial Havaya, the Keter, or the crown, and the first emanation. Primordial man is the blueprint for all to follow. For all that is to be must first be a desire before it can take a form that is appropriate to exist in time and space. What is not expresses its equal and opposite as what is. All that is in Adam Kadmon, yet not all that is not. In accordance to the great rule, this same pattern of soul and body must be followed by Havaya. What is and what is not must now equally be invertedly manifest in the realms of time and space. Primordial man, Adam Kadmon, must now become what is not. For what is to be manifest next, what is next becomes the body of Adam. What is next becomes the body of Adam Kadmon, whereas Adam Kadmon becomes what is not in relation to it. At the same time, Adam Kadmon maintains its status as what is in relation to the awareness that is the beginning, the primordial consciousness, the end. Nothingness. Adam Kadmon is thus what is and what is not, depending on which relationship we refer to. This then is the pattern that all what is follows. The entity we know as human also embraces this pattern in what is referred to as consciousness. The what is, and as unconsciousness, the what is not. These in turn correlate to body and soul. Herein lies a great secret. For if the what is not relates to the unconscious, then we may say that the primordial awareness that is the beginning is itself unconscious. This is true, and thus the purpose of creation. In accordance to the great rule, we the sleepers below must awaken. For God, the primordial Ein above, was as if asleep, and has awakened and become Yesh as well. As it is above, so it must be below. Ein, what is not, is non-being. It gives rise to Yesh, what is. What is being in the active sense. In other words, active being, which is Havaya. The primordial Ein becomes the unconscious of Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon becomes its body. Adam Kadmon becomes the unconscious of Havaya, and Havaya becomes the body of Adam Kadmon. So the pattern continues on to the lowest of all manifested levels of what is. The will is the soul, and the soul is the will. This is the Keter, the crown of a creation. Understand this. The sleeper must awaken. Within Adam Kadmon exists all yesh. All that exists is yesh. Therefore, all that is within Adam Kadmon. Within Adam Kadmon, there is also Ein, nothingness. Yet the primordial Ein is not manifest in all yesh. This is the difference between what we call the creator and the creation. The creator has within it the creation, but the creation does not have the creator within it. Continuing to read the next paragraph. The creator, which is the Ein, manifests within Adam Kadmon, which is the soul of Havaya. The body of Havaya receives all yesh and all Ein. In turn, the body of Havaya forms the realms of time and space. As a reflection of itself, time and space manifest the yesh in all its multiple expressions, for this is its purpose. Yet time and space do not manifest or express the primordial Ein. It cannot, for this would nullify the essence. Nullify its essence as being the opposite of Ein. For this reason, time and space are separate from the Creator. And instead are referred to as creation. There is general Ein and there is specific Ein. There is also general yesh and specific yesh. The general is the objective reality of things. The specific is the subjective reality of things. The general is the objective reality of things. The specific is the subjective reality of things. In accordance to the great rule, whatever there is above, there is, has its equal and opposite counterpart below. Whatever is the opposite of what is not. They are two poles, consciousness and unconsciousness. Sleep and awake, light and darkness, Ein and yesh. Know there is, they hear a secret, the form that something appears at one level is really its opposite at the higher level. What we call consciousness is really its opposite. What we call asleep is really awake. What we call unconsciousness in this world is really awareness. There is Ein and there is yesh. All things in time and space have aspects of both. All things consist of both at the subjective level, yet what appears to be real in this world is only a reflection of its true state, which in reality is its opposite. This is the relationship of what is and what is not. The union of body and soul. Adam Kadmon and Havaya, God and creation. For this reason, we say that Adam Kadmon does not fully enter into Havaya, but only that aspect of which is revealed from his waist downwards. In this way, Adam Kadmon manifests both aspects, that which is within Havaya and that which is within and that which is above. Ein, what is not, enters yesh. What is, but only halfway, dichotomy now exists. Poles are created. Opposites are formed. Definition, and thus being, is defined. There is thus body and soul, consciousness and unconsciousness. Remember, Adam Kadmon is Havaya, and Havaya is Adam Kadmon. The two are one, body and soul. There is no separation. There cannot be, for all is one. All has always been one, and all will always be one. Yet within time and space, where awareness becomes limited and sleep is created, the unity of primordial consciousness is perceived in multiple manifestation. This is so in order that what is can be distinguished from what is not. Without this yesh, what is cannot be, and ein, what is not, cannot be or not be. What for us is consciousness is truly unconsciousness. What dwells within the human unconscious is the true awareness, the equal and the opposite. And as it is above, so must it be below. This is the awakening of the sleeper. As the primordial sleeper awakens, he begins to be what he is. And this is Atzilut. Ein, the primordial, is not, is manifest soul and body. Adam Kadmon is the soul. Havaya is the body. Ein, the primordial, is not, is manifest soul and body. Adam Kadmon is the soul. Havaya is the body. One God, one being, one essence, united in soul and body. Adam Kadmon emanates from Ein. Havaya emanates from Adam Kadmon. Havaya is thus called emanation in Hebrew, Atzilut. Atzilut is the level or the world of the Creator. It is here that all time and space exists in the state of its maximum potential. It is here that all is perfect. It is here that all other levels of existence or worlds have their source. Atzilut is the creator of all time and space that can be known. Havaya is Atzilut, and Atzilut is Havaya. Atzilut is the blueprint of all time and space. Time and space are all creations, formations, and actions of Atzilut. For creation, Havaya is the end. What is not is Ein to Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon is Ein to Havaya. Havaya is Ein to creation. There is thus four levels: Ein, Adam Kadmon, Havaya, and creation. There is general Ein and there is general Yesh. Excuse me. There is specific Ein and there is specific Yesh. Altogether, there are four levels. The name Havaya has four letters, so as to properly and completely give birth to this reality. As there are four general levels of manifestation of Ein, so within the realm of time and space, there are four manifest as unique levels of being. The four general levels in creation are the spiritual, the mental, the emotional, and the physical. Yud emanates the spiritual. He creates the mental. Vav forms the emotional. He makes the physical. In relation to the realm, in relation to the realm of time and space, Yud is the specific end. He is the specific Adam Kadmon, the higher self. Vav is the specific Havaya, that is the secret of the human Adam, who is called Zeranpin, the small face. He is the specific creation, also known as the Shekhinah, the divine presence, who is the Mother Earth. All these were emanated, created, formed, and made. Each is different from the other, yet each has a portion of the others. Each is unique to itself, yet each follows the general pattern, and thus has all within it. One in four, and all four in every one. This is the general pattern of what is. Havaya is what is not to them, and they are Yesh to Havaya. Havaya is their God, and they are his creation. Atzilut is emanation, the Yud of Havaya, the level of the spiritual in the realms of time and space. Berea is creation, the He of Havaya, the level of the mental in the realms of time and space. Yetzirah is formation, the Vav of Havaya, the level of the emotional in time and space. Asiya is doing, the He of Havaya, the level of the physical in time and space. Each exists within the other, and without the other, all are within one, and the one is within all. Havaya is the one. There is no second or any other. Four levels: Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. All are present in all. All together, they form the body of Havaya. Adam Kadmon is the essence of them all. He is their crown, the Keter. Atzilut is the body of the Havaya. It is called Chokmah, wisdom. Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah are the garments of Havaya. He is cloaked within them. Creation, formation, and action are the garments of Havaya. These are the realms of time, space, and the human. Nefesh is the life force. Action, Ruach, is the spirit. Formation, Neshama, is the soul of creation. This is the threefold essence of the human that is cloaked in the body of flesh and blood. Their source is Havaya, the body of Adam Kadmon. Havaya is their Ein, and they are his Yesh. Yet each acts as Ein to what is above it, and as Yesh to itself. Within Havaya there are all four, these being the wisdom, the soul, the spirit, and the body of Havaya. At the head of Havaya is Keter. His Keter is his own personal Adam Kadmon. Thus, to Havaya, there are five levels, one within another, each united with the other, all together, making one united whole. This is the blueprint of Havaya, so it is the blueprint for the realm of time, space, and the human. All have within it all these things, one cloaked within the other, one being the end for what is below it, and Yesh to itself. Invert and opposite at the level above, only to reinvert at the next level, and reinvert again, again, and again. All levels are thus manifest. All levels are able to be. All levels interact and thus give context, form, and shape to what is. What is the human, the kingdom of God, wherein dwells the treasures of the palace. Being manifest as thought, thoughts are expressed as feelings. Feelings are expressed as actions. Four levels, being, thought, feeling, and action. Four letters. Yud He, Vav He. As it is above, so it is below. All for one and one for all. The primordial Ein is not, and in order to be, being congealed itself into a thought, which expresses itself as a feeling, which expresses itself in action, which are the realms of time and space. Four levels, as it is above in Ein, so it is in Yesh. Be it general, be it specific. Let there be, and there was existence. And from existence, Yesh from Ayin. This is the way of all universes, be it general, be it specific. Atzilut is the seed from which all would grow. Atzilut is Havaya. Havaya is one. Havaya has four letters. Havaya has five faces. One for each letter and one for the crown of the Yud. Five are one and one is five. The crown of the Yud is Arikan Pind, the long face of Keter. The Yud is Abba, the father of Chokmah. The Ki is Ima, the mother of Bina. The Vav is Zeran Pin, the short face, the son of the sixth. The He is the Nukba, the soulmate of the Zeran Pin, of Malchut. Five faces, four letters. One being and essence, Yesh from Ayin and lower Ayin from upper Yesh. All is, was, and always will be one. One face looks up and one face looks down. One is in front and the other is in back. Arik looks up and is Atik Yomin. Arik looks down and only then is he Arik. Abba looks up and is Abba. He looks down and is Israel Saba. Ima looks up and is Ima. She looks down and is Tivuna. Zeranpin looks up and is Israel. He looks down and is Yaakov. Noch looks up and she is Leah. She looks down and is Rachel. The faces which are really 12, excuse me, 10 faces which are really 12, for Atik and Arik both have their feminine counterparts. 12 are one, and the one is manifest in 12. These are the channels through which the primordial light of Ein Sof flows to all the worlds. Yesh becomes Ein, Ein becomes Yesh, which comes first. Is there really a first or a last? This is the secret of the 12. This is the never-ending story. Havaya wills through the face of Arik. Havaya intuits through the face of Abba. Havaya perceives through the face of Ima. Havaya feels through the face of Zeranpin. Come in. Come in. I'm good, but no spray today.
No spray today?
No.
Okay, well, it hurts. You feel all right?
I'm doing well. I'm on a call right now. Okay. Thank you, sir. You too. Thank you. Appreciate it. So let me pick up from before I left off. I apologize for the interruption, but there is no such thing as an interruption because there is and there is not. 10 faces, which are really 12, for Artik and Arik both have their feminine counterparts. 12 are one, and the one is manifest in 12. These are the channels through which the primordial light of Ein Sof flows to all the worlds. Yesh becomes Ein, Ein becomes Yesh. Which comes first? Is there really a first or a last? This is the secret of the 12. This is the never-ending story. Havaya wills through the face of Arik. Havaya intuits through the face of Abba. Havaya perceives through the face of Ima. Havaya feels through the face of Zeranpin. Havaya acts. Through the face of Noch. As it is in Atzilut, so it is in all the worlds. Thus the ultimate Ein becomes Yesh. Havaya was not. Havaya was what is not, and now he is what is. Havaya is thus full. All worlds are a reflection of his emanation, his Atzilut. Next week, we move on to part four, titled Understanding the Sephirot of the Mind. What this section explained was how creation from nothing becomes something. the famous phrase, Yesh B'ayin. Yesh B'ayin. Yesh is there is, what is. B'ayin, from nothing. How does something come from nothing? This is the process. This is this paragraph. This is this section. It's something that takes contemplation. It's something that you need to hear over and over, or read over and over, or both hear and read over and over. Are there any questions or comments or thoughts?
Well, I do have a thought. I had three interruptions. They were all Dr. phone calls. But I must say that this is very, very step by step. And it really helped. It really helped me. Because it was baby steps. And I think even your intensity, the way that you read it slowly, there was time to think as you read. So I thought it was a good chapter. And I can understand why you called your website Yeshem. I knew it all along, but
it's definitely what Kabbalah is about.
Right. There is the name.
Actually, I don't say, I could have said Yesh Hashem, but I didn't want to do that. It's Yesh Shem. There is a name.
Right.
There's a difference between a name and the name. There's a difference between general and specific.
Right.
And this is the process. And I appreciate your comments very much. And yes, the interruptions were meant to be because it gave you the time. It gave you the consciousness to perceive what you perceive. But you'll listen to the recording. I will put this recording on the.
I had already scarred my notes and said, listen to recording. It made me write it first. The first part.
Hello?
Yes, Brandy.
I have a comment on your comment about interruption. I've taken a dear friend of mine to the veterans this morning for their eyes, and we went to put oil in my car because the little light was on, and somehow or another the little oil cap got displaced. Couldn't find it anywhere to put it back on. So we were leaving Houston, and I spied an auto place, and I went. And we told the guy what was wrong, and he said he put it up on the rack and look. So he put it up, and he didn't find anything, but he had a spare oil cap. And he put the spare oil cap on my car. And when we asked what, you know, how much, you know, he said that, no, that there was no charge. He just wanted to do something for someone. So leaving Houston, there was a man that was asking for money. So I was stopped at the light, so I gave him money. So all of those interruptions were meant to be. If we hadn't been in the right place at the right time, he wouldn't have gotten to do his good deed. And if I hadn't been in the right place at the right time, I wouldn't have been able to do something for someone else. Right time, right place, right situation was all meant to be.
Maybe she can retell it in another time where she won't be blind. Because I can't do anything either of them.
That's okay. I can't hear anything either. Hello? I'm driving. Okay.
And thank the gentleman for what he said, because the energy was received, even if the understanding will come later. You all have a beautiful day.
You too, Hanok. Thank you so much.
Thank you.